Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's Jeremy White and Joe DiBiase.
What is this movie?
Tombstone.
What is this movie?
Don't even know it.
It pairs wonderfully with a Cobb salad, if you're interested.
Jeremy White.
The lengths that you're taking it to, I don't think most people have a food
wait.
Like this.
Which of us is taking it to lengths?
You're saying
throwing
no.
Master's tickets on a table in front of me, and I'm just saying, I hate that and find it revolting. There's no lengths.
I'm not for sale, baby.
And Joe DiBiase.
I did have the wonder in my mind, did I have more fun with the Bills during the drought? It's fun thinking about some of those games. It's like, look at us back then. We made it through all that.
You're listening to Jeremy and Joe on the home of the Bills. WGR Sports Radio 550.
Thursday. What's up, everybody? Happy Thursday.
And round one of a major.
Yeah.
Gotta love it.
I pick Bryson.
Yeah?
I'm on Bryson to win it.
Bryson. Going for the big hitter.
Yeah. Great player,
mm-hmm.
big hitter, good short game,
mm-hmm.
and because mentally, he's not going to get beaten down by the course where some guys will.
You say that. He might be carrying himself that way going in, but isn't he the type of guy where, you know, you're crossing your fingers that he mentally isn't going to get, you know, start yelling at the rough in the middle of the third round or,
true.
You know, Sunday starts and he's getting into it with a rules official about something.
And if the Masters went differently and he and Rory had switched spots, people would say that he melted down.
Oh, yeah.
And he kind of melted down Sunday at Augusta. He did not play well.
He had, what was his lead? Rory doubles number one. What is his lead? Is it two shots?
I thought it was one. But either way, like he had so many opportunities to kind of do more than he did, and he fell all the way out of contention, and it's Justin Rose that goes to the playoff.
Yeah, right.
So, yeah, there's that. The best video I've seen from Oakmont, did I send it to you? It wouldn't even matter if I sent it because it was mostly just video and not audio.
Okay.
You know, you've got all these guys picking what an 18 handicapper would shoot.
Yeah.
Then there's a video of Mickelson,
mm-hmm.
Rahm, and someone else. I forget who it is. Doesn't matter.
Probably another live guy.
They're all standing within 3 yards of a green with the ball in the rough, trying to get the ball out of the rough onto the green. Like short, little, delicate shots out of the real thick stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And they're having a tough time. Mickelson twice
mm-hmm.
hit the ball 2 inches.
Wow.
Twice. Didn't move. Like, oh, all right. Looking like a shank. Like a, never mind an 18 handicapper, looking like you're playing with somebody, you got paired with a random, and they're going to chip, and it goes 2 feet to the right.
Yeah.
And doesn't move out of the rough. And, boy, we're just in for a show. I think we're really in for a show.
Some duff chips
mm-hmm.
probably are going to happen. Yeah.
We'll talk about it with Brian Koziel coming up at 6:30 this morning. So Brian Koziel of TD Green, he'll be on the way at 6:30. Sal at 7:30, recapping another day of Bills mandatory minicamp. An Oilers guest at 9 o'clock ahead of tonight's game 4 of the Stanley Cup Final. And we'll see if Edmonton can bounce back in any sort of way. But yeah, the event today, let's go. We got golf at 6:45, right?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Early on. And you get some heavy hitters, I think, like in the 8 o'clock hour somewhere, right? Like the, I'll pull the groups up again, but there's a big group. You'll get some people you've heard of by the time, you know, 9 o'clock hits.
Yep.
That are already out there.
Matt Vogt, the 6'6" dentist, is the first guy off.
He was not who I was thinking of, but yes, he is. He's the first off.
Yep. Rory, Rose, and Lowry at 7:40.
That's the one I was thinking of.
Yep. Yeah. Oberg, Adam Scott, and Matsuyama at 7:18.
Okay.
Schauffele and DeChambeau at 7:30. Spieth.
Mm-hmm.
These are just for today. Spieth's the afternoon. He does the morning tomorrow.
Okay.
Scheffler, Morikawa, Hovland, 125.
Okay. All right. That's a good afternoon one.
Some of your bigger ones, yeah.
Oberg. Eventually it's going to happen.
He won his event. He won the Genesis. He won the Genesis. It's a matter of time before he wins a major, but yes.
Right. The matter of time for the majors is what I'm thinking of. Yeah. He's been in contention. He's going to win one.
You'd think so. So anyway, we're here. Happy Thursday. Join us. Hang out. We'll be here for, you know, 4 hours. I have something to start with that's kind of funny.
Okay.
I had a listener write to me and say it was from a guy named Matt, who wanted us to dedicate an entire hour to what amounts to be a little bit of a silly topic, but, I mean, you know, sometimes we only do that later in the show, and I regret that. You know, we'll get a little looser in the 9 o'clock hour.
Uh-huh.
And why not start here in the 6 o'clock hour? It's a Thursday, and it's June, and, you know, we could talk about Keon Coleman, or we could talk about the guys that went to Baltimore and the guys that went to Baltimore to a Orioles game and brought in bags and bags of crab legs.
Okay.
Because it's one of these policies where you can bring food in a Ziploc bag,
yeah,
and they got a write-up in the paper, they got a write-up online, wherever, BaltimoreBanner.com.
Yeah.
They got a write-up for just we saw guys bringing in spaghetti and meatballs in a bag, and we brought crab legs.
Okay, in like giant, huge, plastic, like Ziploc bags?
Yes. They were on the roof deck in center field. Out there with their little eating crabs.
Were they and they were allowed to bring in the little hammers or whatever?
I guess so.
Okay.
Yep. They've done it for 3 years, the first time they've really gotten attention for it.
Uh-huh.
So the guy says, I said, we can bring our own food. The first year, obviously, crabs are pricey. Kelly and I didn't want to get it turned down. We brought three each. And they said, oh, no problem. So now every year they bring a monster, basically a buffet of their own, for crabs, to just bring them to a baseball game.
They referenced the spaghetti and meatballs thing. We saw that this year, didn't we?
Where did we see that?
And somewhere in the NBA.
Okay.
There was a guy, like, not center court, but maybe
Madison
like in the
Square Garden or LA. Maybe. LA. I think it's LA guys eating spaghetti and meatballs.
That's right. It was in LA. Like in the third row, there's a guy it was a plate though of spaghetti and meatballs. Yeah.
My first thought on all this, which, you know, maybe we'll have a couple of silly thoughts. I think a perfect fantasy football last place punishment is you have to go to a Bills game and bring spaghetti and meatballs in a bag.
Okay.
That's a punishment?
Yeah.
That was my natural follow-up.
That's enjoyable. I would do that on week one.
Okay. You're doing it week one then.
Well, I'd have to go to the game.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I don't just have access to go to the game.
Okay. I'll give you a ticket.
Yeah, we'll get you.
You're going to do it right away, week one. Spaghetti and meatballs in a bag.
All right. I'll do it.
All right, look at that. Commitment.
You got a snack, a dinner, and a show.
The thing that's tough about that versus what... Well, I guess there are problems with what these guys are doing with crab legs, too. Because if they're, you know, they're not pre-hitting... They're bringing the full crabs, right?
Yeah. I mean, the picture of the guy is holding up a crab in center field.
Okay, so they're not doing that beforehand and then putting the meat in a bag and then bringing it. They're doing it all there. So that's a process, too. The spaghetti and meatballs, though, is like I am going to have an impossible time not getting it all over the front of myself. How are you going to eat spaghetti and meatballs at a Bills game without having it everywhere? You know? Like, are you going to eat it straight out of the bag?
Right.
With a fork?
It's tough. Any food where people standing up could spill it because there's a big play.
And at Bills games, you depending on where you sit or, you know, stand. You stand the whole game.
Mm-hmm.
So standing up and eating spaghetti and meatballs does not sound enjoyable at all. I think that would be a good last place punishment. More of a punishment than it would be to bring crab legs, I think.
Well,
you got to have a table, though, for that.
You would think.
Like
it's not an easy meal.
What are you going to do? You're going to put it on the bleachers and then like turn around and like whack it.
Right. These guys in this picture in Baltimore have a table in front of them. It almost looks like the party deck at the Bisons game, where
okay.
you have a built-in
I see it now, yeah.
shelf to kind of use.
Yeah.
Which would be very important if you're going to try and, you know.
Yeah, because where these guys are sitting, I mean, you could do anything. You could do anything you want, right? Bring whatever you made for dinner the night before. You could bring it because you've got your own little table there.
Yep.
And if you are, you know, that monster in the third row in Los Angeles who's just sitting on a folding chair behind the Lakers bench with a plate of spaghetti and meatballs, and you got a plate, you know, that's a lot more difficult. These guys can do whatever they want with what they've what they have. Look at the guys to the left. The guys on the left in the little corner. They look like they got some food over there.
Yeah, they do. Anybody ever brought anything like this into a game?
I've never even thought to.
Food to a game?
I don't know that I would have known it was allowed.
Because you can bring sandwiches. You can. A lot of times you can bring, I feel like you can bring more than you realize you can.
What are the limits of it, though?
Well, the Bills policy, if I have this exactly right, you can bring anything that fits inside that clear bag, including a bag that's not allowed to be brought in. If you are, I think women that would carry a purse maybe would have learned this. You can't bring your purse in. You can put your purse in the clear bag and then it can come in.
No way.
Yes. Yes. There are bags that you,
that
can't
possibly
you can't have.
Be true.
Your bags have to be approved. And the clear bags, they always have, if it can fit in the clear bag, it can come in with you. There's a couple different little.
Even if it's a bag that wouldn't be allowed in otherwise?
Yes.
Come on.
They want the clear bags.
Why do we? It's just a policy, right? Like they gotta follow through with the
right,
policy.
A universal clear bag kind of policy.
If I walk up to the gate and I don't have the clear bag, and they're going, oh, that's not allowed in. And then I go, wait a minute, and I pull out the clear bag from behind me, and then I put the bag that's not allowed in there. And they're like, you're good. And then I walk through the gates, and I immediately take out the bag that's not allowed. I throw out the clear bag. I'm good.
Well, now once you're in there, if you get found with that, you're gonna need that class.
They're gonna toss me once I'm in.
Bags that are clear plastic and do not exceed this size, you know, clear backpacks, clear fanny packs, cinch bags.
Okay,
in the dimensions. It's 1 gallon clear plastic freezer bag. So you could bring a plastic freezer bag of. All right, fine. Let's find a real fantasy football punishment. You don't want to do spaghetti and meatballs?
And you're saying, like, I can't bring in, like, a full pepperoni pizza.
If you can fit it in a 1 gallon plastic bag, I think you can.
Okay. Oh, but I'm saying. It's got to fit in that.
Bring it in slices, and yes, you could probably get it.
The flight I was on down to Florida, a lady brought a whole pizza in a plastic bag and just, like, passed it out to people on the flight.
That's what I
passed it out?
Yeah. I got 2 free pieces of pizza.
She just said, who wants pizza?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
It was great.
Wait, a random person walks on a flight? And
she
want
was sitting
piece
next
of pizza?
To me for the whole flight.
Oh, and you wouldn't take that piece of pizza?
I would not take stranger pizza on a flight.
I think I would take stranger
pizza.
Her
friends were all like, yeah, we made it. It's homemade. It's all. And I was like, all right, I'll try it.
It was great. They got through TSA. You know, what are we worried about?
I don't know, man. That seems sketchy.
You are right. Like, as safe as you could be in an environment like that is after going through all
that's
of airport security.
That's fair. I guess, yeah.
But you know, you're right. Like my instinct was, I'm good, thank you. Like,
yeah, I think I would be like, I'll kindly pass on the stranger.
I don't know. I don't know how good this person is at making pizza. Maybe it's the first time they did it and they screwed something up with the dough. It's gonna make me sick. I don't know.
Right.
If that's even possible.
I used to have some battles with a security guard when I was in juniors, trying to get food into arenas when I was scratched. So I was in Des Moines, Iowa.
Uh-huh.
Playing in the USHL, and I would order food, and I was too young to be playing in that league yet. I would order food to the arena, and I would go out and get it, and I would try and bring it back in, and the like rink security guy would try and fight me like every time. And I would have to go get an assistant coach or somebody to be like, he's a player, you gotta let him in. Like,
yeah.
It took like 6 attempts to get through this guy with like a bag of Chipotle. And it was, I used to go, I would get in screaming matches with this security guard.
Like, I was just here.
It was hilarious. It was back-to-back days my first weekend. I was like, dude, we did this yesterday. Let me in the building. What are you doing?
Of all the places you're trying to sneak food into, these games, again, it's allowed. So if it's in a plastic bag, you can bring trail mix. You can bring, what I was about to get to was, all right, you don't think the spaghetti meatballs is a good enough last place punishment. How about this? Last place punishment. You have to bring a bag of soup.
Could you bring a straw?
Yeah,
sure.
It's not as bad.
Would you have a bag of hot soup.
Something
in that plastic bag. Would that be allowed in? Food in a plastic bag.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah.
Bag of soup.
Week 12, it wouldn't be that bad.
Is it going
to... You know what?
How long
you might have a million-dollar idea here.
Is that going to last? Is it going to like melt the plastic if it's hot soup?
Not if it's, you know, make it not too hot.
Like warm. Warm soup.
Got like six bags of soup, like a vest on.
I love it.
Warm. A good idea.
This might be a good idea.
No, it's not a good idea, which means it's a great last place punishment idea.
Even
I think
vest, but like a camelback.
Yeah,
like
camelback of soup.
But it's a vest of soup. How about that? There you go. Somebody do it.
If someone has like, is there such thing as like a clear pizza box? Probably not, right? Because that would be, wouldn't that be a good last place? Like bringing a full pizza. You bring the whole, it's not a cardboard box, though, because you'd have to be clear, but you find some sort of clear box that you put the pizza in, and then you go to your seat, or you have to buy, like, a random seat, and then you have to, you obviously make everyone around you furious, because look at this guy showing up with a whole pizza. He's going to take up three seats.
There aren't
like the 2-foot nachos at the 2-foot
Sabre nachos
game.
Are big. There aren't too many places you really have to sneak food into anymore. The movies, if you really wanted to, you could try because they sell food there. But, you know, back in the day, back in, I don't know, high school or a little after that, you'd sneak in. We'd try to get like full value meal in a jacket into the movie theater. Try that sometimes.
Okay. Movie theaters have never stopped anybody for any food item whatsoever, right?
It seems like it's not exact. Right. It's loose.
The hiding of the movie theater, you know, the item, the food or candy into the movie theater, it's not really a high risk proposition. I feel like they're not really, they know you're, they all know.
Right.
They all know, yeah, this guy's bringing something in. What am I going to do?
The chat says liquids.
Pat down check.
Liquids might be different, like bringing soup into a football game. It has to be chunkier than that. What if it's chunky soup? That's liquid.
Wait, you mean like it wouldn't
chili.
Be allowed?
Chili.
It wouldn't
a
be
bag
allowed
of chili.
If it's liquid?
Yeah, liquids might be different than just like something in a bag.
And a soup would qualify as a liquid even though it's not all liquid?
It depends on the liquid.
Okay.
Yeah, it depends on the soup.
Okay, so like an Italian wedding would be different from like a chowder, because one broth is like really thin and the other is like.
It's a great question. We're gonna have to get in touch with Andy Major from the Bills to find out which soups might be allowed in a bag.
Line of demarcation? That's
right.
For
right.
Soup.
Minestrone. What am I more likely to get with?
They have a document from the NFL like the following soups are classified. Let's bring in Gene Steratore here.
Clam chowder's banned in Buffalo.
Uh-huh.
So anyway, these guys snuck in. Didn't sneak in. They do it every year. They brought a crab feast to a Orioles game.
Yeah.
Got a write-up in the paper, in the Baltimore Banner. And my guess is now everyone in Baltimore will start doing this.
Yeah.
And you'll just have everybody eating crab legs at Orioles games.
Well, I'm thinking about this just if you don't like arena food or stadium food, like, if I've got like a leftover half a sub at home, I would have never in a million years before thought I could bring that to the game. It would be, if I have to eat at the game, it's I got to pick something in the arena.
Put it in a bag.
Now
you're good to go.
Now I could just, right, grab a bag, put the half a sub in, and I'm good to go?
Yep.
Interesting.
Life hack.
I might do this a few times this year.
803-0550 is our phone number, 1-888-550-2550. Last year of the stadium. Let's eat everything we can in there. Soup, spaghetti.
Do you think wings would not be allowed because of the bones? Would they trust people with that?
Let me see here.
That might be a good question, too. I don't know.
Well, there's like crab shells.
True. Right, right.
But it might be different because it's baseball.
I don't know.
The arena, if the arena matters, too.
Yeah.
I don't see any... thing. I'm at the NFL's website about the bag policy. I don't see anything about chicken wings, which probably would not surprise you.
Okay.
Yeah, highly visible bags. How many bags can each person bring in? Blankets in cold weather. Toss them over a shoulder or arm and proceed through screening. And we're learning all this stuff. Anyway.
Soup is going to be tough to beat for a last place punishment. What about like a full meatloaf?
Sure. I think so.
That's probably easy, though.
I think so.
You could just eat that out of the bag.
In all seriousness, it is the last year of the stadium. We're going to talk on Monday with Matt Bove, who's, you know him from It's Always Game Day at Buffalo, and of course, the television. He's coming on Monday. He's doing a series, kind of looking back at the stadium and celebrating its final year. The whole last year of the stadium thing does kind of sneak by me until, bang, it pops up in my head. Like, oh, that's right. This is going to be the last year at the current stadium, and next year will be... Like, think about that. This time next year, we'll be celebrating the Bills having won the Super Bowl, of course. But then also planning for, going into this brand new palace.
Mm-hmm.
June of next year, it'll be done in finger quotes. It'll be ready for its first event or so. And
I would assume by this time next year, we'll know what the first event will be.
Yes.
The
schedule's out. So we'll at least know what the first Bills game will be.
Right. And by now, you would think if there's going to be something in July, you know, to kick off the new stadium, whether it's a concert or whatever else the event might be, that we, like on June 12th, we would know about it.
Yeah. Could they, I wonder, like Micah Hyde charity softball game go in that stadium? Could they do that? Would they put up a softball field on... First thing that came to mind, where people would want to go and get excited to go, and they could pack it in.
So. Would that's a good question though. Are they going to want something that is like, hey, some people are in here because we're just testing it, or are they going to want like a big blowout? Like we want it full. We want this to be a night to remember.
Right.
Like at the first, we
concert.
Want the first night in the stadium to be a giant party.
Good question.
Which is, if it's that, then it's a concert, I think. And it's a concert where you think, like, okay, people are going to be up for this.
803-0550. Rich in Lakeview. Hey, Rich, what's up?
Hey, good morning, guys. Circa maybe 77 to 79, it all kind of muddles together when you get close to 60. But you're talking about things you bring in. I can remember going to see, it was a season-ending game against the Denver Broncos. Maybe 30,000 people there. And the group of guys next to us had a full hibachi grilling during the game. I'll never forget it. Setting up the legs, lighter fluid nobody comes down. Nobody. We were sharing hot dogs, the whole whatever else they were cooking up there. There were a few other things, but yeah. Hey, if they could bring back the hibachi for one game, that would be a good memory to show the kids and grandkids.
That's funny, Rich.
Yeah,
thanks. I like, you know, any call that starts with circa, and then, you know, just throwback year.
Yeah,
the hibachi frowned upon in 2025 to bring a full flaming hibachi grill into a stadium.
You wouldn't be able to
get
do
away
that.
With that in the '70s.
You wouldn't be able to do that. No.
That's funny.
How much heat can those hand warmers produce? Can I get enough of those? No, I'm just kidding. There's nothing you can do.
Maybe hibachi would be a good idea. Will the new stadium have a hibachi? It should. Start the petition now.
I bet there will be, maybe not hibachi. Is there any like sushi or anything of the sort available in the current stadium? No, right?
Oh, I don't know.
Maybe
in places that I don't go.
Okay. I would bet that's going to be something. There are going to be... I would bet there's 50-50 odds that there's hibachi in the new stadium. It wouldn't surprise me if that's available. I haven't seen anything that would, you know, make me think that that will be one of the things. But
to the sushi question, I have no idea what they're going to have in the new Highmark. I mean, when we went and took our media tour of the Bills stadium experience, which would have been a while back now, so you know how it has changed and been tweaked, I don't know. But they have that one, you walk into a mock-up suite when we were there, and there was sushi on the table, or fake sushi on the table in that mock-up suite. So
there is hibachi at Hard Rock Stadium in Miami.
Okay.
And also at SoFi Stadium in Los Angeles.
So two NFL stadiums at least have hibachis.
Yes. Yeah. Miami and LA.
Megan, quickly before the break. Hey, Megan.
Hi. I am a frequent bringer of things into Highmark Stadium. A few years ago, I went down a rabbit hole on the website, and it said anything that is prepared in an unopened container. So then I started to bring in unopened things of cheese and crackers and entire charcuterie board items and bags of chips and popcorn. And then I pushed my luck a little more and was just bringing in like cottage cheese and all these healthier options when I got sick of the stadium food.
All right.
I did ask on my experience about the food, and the gentleman said that with the new stadium, the health department regulations can be built into the facility differently. So it is possible hibachi or kebabs or something like that could come.
All right.
Yeah. All right.
So it's anything that was unopened you could fit in that bag, you can do pretty much?
That's what they said. The first time I saw somebody with a sub, like an entire foot-long sub, I was baffled by it, so that's what led me a little bit down the rabbit hole. And then from then on, it went to family-sized bags of chips and entire containers of dip and 12-ounce bricks of cheese. And
a charcuterie.
Yes, it's popular for everyone around you.
Yeah. Listen, thanks, Megan. You show me a charcuterie board, I'm gonna graze on that.
Yes, definitely.
All right, we've established a few of us here would not take stranger pizza. Now put yourself on a flight and a person offers you a little sample of their charcuterie board on the flight. Yeah, is that a yes or a no? Candied nuts.
I think it's a yes.
All right, me too.
I'm also the one that ate the pizza.
Still skeptical. If it's, I don't know. I might.
Listen, here, the thing about a charcuterie board is what percentage of the time would you actually know specifically what it is you're eating?
Ooh, only like 60% of the time.
Oh, I think the number's even lower.
Lower than
like,
that.
I know it's cheese, I know it's meat, I know it's candy, but the idea of, this is, I don't know.
I eat off of charcuterie boards like I'm playing like Russian roulette. Like, I just have no clue.
Just take a guess.
This could not even be cheese.
I mean, usually I'm going to know what the meat is. The cheese is the right point. Like, if it's a white cheese, could be one of like six different types of cheeses at least.
Yeah.
Probably more than that.
No idea.
Bill tweets in, you can bring food wrapped in foil into the stadium. The foil probably has to be in the clear bag.
Do I have to open the foil to show them what it is, or is it anything?
It's a good question. I'll ask. You would probably have to open it up.
Yeah, I feel like you gotta.
Because then you could just bring anything you want in with just wrapping foil. Look like, at us, oh, it's a sandwich.
Right. Look at us learning the rules of the current stadium just in time. It's supposed to shut down and have a brand new one. All right, Brian Koziel on the other side. Brian's we're gonna chat about Oakmont and the U.S. Open, which gets started in about 15 minutes. So they get rolling at Oakmont, and we're gonna watch this course beat these guys up. Some of the pros saying an 18 handicapper would shoot a 150. Or they would run out of balls if they had a dozen, which is how many I think a pro golfer gets. So the Oakmont preview as the U.S. Open gets started very shortly. Brian Koziel of Tee to Green joining us here on WGR next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.